It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage and microgrid solutions. And KimPower, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. How's it going? I hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening when you're plugging in with me. Thank you for spending your time here to learn about some more electric vehicle, electric news. I'm your host, Francie, if you don't already know me. And in this little corner of the internet, we try to figure out what the heck is going on with electric vehicle technology, charging, and anything related. Mostly, we focus on the United States, North America. That's where we are. That's what we see. That's where a lot of our viewers are. But we do have a global audience. Hey, y'all. Something that is also really important to consider when it comes to the politics of EVs, when it comes to how the technology is evolving, when it comes to the competitive strategies and designs, is the global market. Because there are market leaders outside of the US. One of them is BYD, Build Your Dreams. This is a Chinese auto manufacturer, and they have come out with the BYD Dolphin. It's a new entry-level vehicle from the Chinese auto manufacturer that is extremely affordable. So China's BYD sold in 2023 3 million electric and hybrid vehicles, about half of which, 1.4 million, were the hybrids, which is, you know, pretty good numbers. This BYD Dolphin is the cheapest EV yet, priced at about $14,000, translating things into the US units as well. So for some of the specs, right, what comes with a $14,000 EV? Entry level, like I said, it's about $13,900. It has a 32 kilowatt hour LFP battery. We're seeing more and more of these. It has about a 187 mile range, according to the CLTC range tests. But we know that these differ according to the EPA testing that we have here. It seems to be more likely closer to about 120 miles on the EPA test cycle, because we've seen roughly a 30% difference with the CLTC and the EPA standard, the CLTC range being a bit higher, a bit more optimistic. If you want to upgrade, you can go up to around $15,000, $16,000 for a 45 kilowatt hour LFP battery, which gets you maybe 261 miles of range or maybe 170 miles of range with the EPA. And then they say that in the future, there will be a future trim with a 60 kilowatt hour LFP battery that will be available eventually. And maybe you'll get around 210 miles of range according to the EPA test cycle, or 323 miles, they say, according to the CLTC testing. It has a heat pump. It is built on the E Platform 3.0, and we will link all of this in the description if you want to check out how they're building their EVs ground up. with a whole electric approach. The size approximately, all right, $14,000. It's around the size of a Bolt, a Chevy Bolt. So it's maybe a bit smaller than most options out there, quite a bit smaller. It's not only extremely affordable, but it's also approaching the cost of really affordable internal combustion engine vehicles, which is what we're going to have to see if we want more and more mass adoption of EVs, or if it's even going to happen, whether or not you want it. Of course, there have to be affordable options, even not considering subsidies. So this vehicle is not coming to the US, no. But again, I think it's really important that we know what's happening in other countries with other auto manufacturers and how they're able to achieve affordable EVs, what technology they're using, because it's not just here in North America, right? So in fact, actually, no BYD vehicles are coming to the US, according to their CEO as of a recent interview. So their CEO says that the US car market is complicated. Is he wrong? Charging infrastructure is complicated. I know he's not wrong there. And politics are complicated, of course. EVs have become a politicized topic, one that can divide people on their opinions when in the rest of the world, this really isn't much of an issue. It comes down a bit, as we'll talk in other podcasts, to EVs being linked to a political statement, when in fact they are just a tool that you can use to get around. But politics are complicated. There's a lot of noise, he says, and political influence on consumers, just like I was talking about. And BYD seems to acknowledge as well that the US has different strategies for EVs. The automakers are delaying EV investments. And this, to the Chinese, is a crazy proposition. They don't agree with US manufacturers. They think that the future is electric, undoubtedly. They even say, but in China, the message is strong. If you are not investing for electric car, you are out. You will die. You have no future. So they can see that the US market is different. So they decided, you know, perhaps according to this interview with the CEO, that their business model might not be really well suited for the United States. Even though this vehicle is not coming to the US, it demonstrates what Chinese auto manufacturers can do. Although BYD is very clear that maybe their model might not work here, other manufacturers are coming into the US, like Geely with Polestar and Volvo, and they're able to make EVs pretty cheap with low labor costs and efficient supply chains in China. Most of the battery supply chain is based in China, so they have a bit of a vertically integrated industry, I would say, which we're trying to do in the US, you know, more made in America things in general, but China is a bit ahead of the game when it comes to that. US auto manufacturers definitely need to pay attention and stay competitive. We're talking about this in a couple other podcasts lately as well, because the US market obviously doesn't have anything similar to this offering with regards to pricing and specs. Most EVs that are offered in the US are quite expensive. None of them hit $14,000. This is a low, low cost, which is really awesome and accessible and affordable. Just doesn't really exist here. It's expensive to make EVs. That's for sure. While US auto manufacturers may not need or even want to compete in the under $15,000 EV category, they still need to compete with BYD's offerings abroad. You know, they're not just selling EVs in the US. They also need to compete with other Chinese manufacturers and vehicles in the US, such as the Volvo EX30. And of course, we have to think about US trade protection. So they may make Chinese-made vehicles less competitive in the US, but this does not make the US-made vehicles more competitive in other markets. If manufacturers want to continue selling in other markets, they need to have competitive offerings to meet what BYD and other companies are able to do with their just really well-integrated supply chain, manufacturing, production, distribution processes that are all built in together to be able to bring those prices down. I also want to mention that this is not obviously a problem just to US manufacturers. There are plenty of manufacturers abroad that need to consider what BYD is doing and how China might come to really be a global force in the EV industry, even though we don't see them moving into the US today. Many manufacturers, including Mercedes, Ford, and GM, are delaying EV investments, and we've covered that. It's not an easy thing to get into. Sometimes we can, you know, clearly criticize perhaps the strategies that they've taken or try to understand what on earth is going on, where these problems that they run into come from, and why these delays are happening. And I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on, you know, is divesting from EVs the answer right now? there's a lot of news out there saying that EV sales are going down, the EV market is slowing down. It's not. Perhaps there were some lofty goals that haven't been reached, but it is definitely still growing. And you will see that if you look at the numbers, which we bring up a lot. This is definitely a concern if you're manufacturing EVs, that China is able to, or not China, BYD, the Chinese manufacturer, is able to come out with an EV that is so affordable, $14,000 in US dollars. And they'll continue to improve and progress their offerings. And EVs from their manufacturers that are delaying investments, that aren't rushing ahead, that aren't going for these affordable products right away, they're going to really fall behind if this trend continues, and maybe not be able to offer a good competitive option against companies like BYD and abroad that are able to bring down the prices, but still offer a pretty good commuter EV option for folks that they need. A lot of people just need something to get them around town. They don't always need the road tripper or the $70,000 to $100,000 EV. That's my thoughts there. What do you think? The BYD Dolphin, would you get it if you could? Do you wish BYD was in America so you could get more affordable EVs? Or is there just one where you're like, oh my gosh, that's a dream car? Are there other foreign-made cars? I know that I asked this on a previous Stellantis episode because Stellantis is also an automaker that they have the Ram ProMaster EV and they have the Fiat 500e coming to the US, but they really have just been a presence in Europe with their EVs, and they're going to come to the US soon. But what would you like to see from foreign global auto manufacturers in the US for EV options? Would love to hear it. Would love to hear what you think of the Dolphin and the name the Dolphin. Thank you for plugging in again with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope you continue to have a great day. I'll see you next time on the next episode of the Out of Spec podcast. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.